Protein is one of the most talked about nutrients in the world of health and fitness, but there's often confusion about how much you actually need, what the best sources are, RMAL, and how it fits into a balanced diet. Whether you're an athlete, trying to lose weight, or simply looking to maintain a healthy lifestyle, understanding the role of protein is essential. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore essential health topics to help you live your best life. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the role of protein in a healthy diet. We'll discuss why protein is so important, how much you really need, the best sources of protein, and some common myths that might surprise you. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear understanding of how to incorporate the right amount of protein into your daily routine. Let's start with a story about my friend Olivia. Olivia had always been health conscious, but she struggled with fatigue and felt like her workouts weren't giving her the results she wanted. She was eating what she thought was a balanced diet, but after consulting with a nutritionist, she realized she wasn't getting enough protein. Once she made some changes, adding more high-quality protein to her meals, she noticed a significant improvement in her energy levels, muscle tone, and overall well-being. Olivia's experience highlights just how crucial protein is for maintaining a healthy, active lifestyle. Why is protein so important? Protein is often referred to as the building block of life, and for good reason. It's a macronutrient that plays a critical role in almost every function of your body. Protein is made up of amino acids, which are used by the body to build and repair tissues, produce enzymes and hormones, and support immune function. When you eat protein, your body breaks it down into these amino acids, which are then used to repair muscles after exercise, support the growth of hair and nails, and maintain healthy skin and bones. Unlike fats and carbohydrates, your body doesn't store protein, so it's important to consume enough each day to meet your body's needs. For example, Olivia's fatigue and lack of progress in her workouts were partly due to not getting enough protein to support muscle recovery and growth. By increasing her protein intake, she was able to improve her muscle tone and feel more energized throughout the day. How much protein do you really need? The amount of protein you need can vary based on factors such as age, gender, activity level, and overall health. The recommended dietary allowance, RDA, for protein is about 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight for the average adult, which means that for someone who weighs 70 kilograms, about 154 pounds, this amounts to about 56 grams of protein per day. However, your protein needs may be higher if you're physically active, trying to build muscle, or recovering from an injury. Athletes, for instance, may require between 1.2 to 2.0 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight to support muscle repair and growth. Similarly, older adults may need more protein to help prevent muscle loss and maintain strength as they age. Olivia, for example, found that increasing her protein intake to around 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight helped her see better results from her workouts and improved her energy levels. She added more protein-rich foods to her meals and snacks, which made a noticeable difference in her overall health. Best sources of protein, animal versus plant-based. When it comes to getting enough protein, the quality and source of the protein are just as important as the quantity. Protein can be found in both animal and plant-based foods, and each type has its own benefits. Animal products such as meat, poultry, fish, eggs, and dairy are considered complete proteins because they contain all 9 essential amino acids that your body can't produce on its own. These sources of protein are typically more easily absorbed by the body and are a great choice for those looking to build muscle or recover from exercise. For example, lean meats like chicken, turkey, and fish are excellent sources of high-quality protein. Eggs are another great option, as they provide a complete protein and are versatile enough to be included in various meals throughout the day. On the other hand, plant-based proteins found in foods like beans, lentils, tofu, quinoa, and nuts are also valuable sources of protein. However, most plant-based proteins are considered incomplete because they lack one or more essential amino acids. That said, by combining different plant-based proteins, such as beans and rice, you can create a complete protein profile. Olivia, who prefers a plant-based diet, learned to mix and match different protein sources to ensure she was getting all the essential amino acids. She incorporated more beans, lentils, tofu, and quinoa into her meals, which helped her meet her protein needs without relying on animal products. Common myths about protein. There are several myths and misconceptions about protein that can lead to confusion. One common myth is that more protein is always better. While protein is essential, consuming excessive amounts doesn't necessarily translate to better health or faster muscle growth. Your body can only use so much protein at a time, and any excess is either used for energy or stored as fat. It's important to find a balance that meets your individual needs without going overboard. Olivia initially thought that eating as much protein as possible would help her achieve her fitness goals faster. But she quickly learned that too much protein can be counterproductive. Instead, she focused on getting the right amount for her body and activity level. Another myth is that you can only get enough protein from animal products. While animal products are rich in protein, they're not the only source. Plant-based diets can also provide all the protein you need, as long as you eat a variety of protein-rich foods. Combining different plant proteins throughout the day can ensure you get all the essential amino acids. Olivia's transition to a more plant-based diet didn't hinder her protein intake. By carefully planning her meals and including a variety of plant-based protein sources, she was able to meet her nutritional needs while enjoying the benefits of a more plant-focused diet. A third myth is that you need protein supplements to meet your protein needs. While protein supplements like shakes and bars can be convenient, they're not necessary for everyone. Most people can meet their protein needs through a balanced diet that includes whole foods. Supplements can be helpful for athletes or those with higher protein needs, but they should complement, not replace, a healthy diet. Olivia found that she didn't need protein supplements to reach her goals. By focusing on whole foods and ensuring each meal included a source of protein, she was able to get all the protein she needed without relying on supplements. How to incorporate more protein into your diet. Whether you're looking to increase your protein intake or simply ensure you're getting enough, there are several easy ways to incorporate more protein into your diet. One way is to start with breakfast by including a source of protein in your morning meal to kickstart your day. This could be eggs, Greek yogurt, or a smoothie with protein-rich ingredients like nut butter, seeds, or protein powder. Another approach is to add protein to snacks, choosing protein-rich options like nuts, seeds, hard-boiled eggs, or hummus with veggies. These choices can help keep you full between meals and provide a steady source of energy. Balancing your meals by including a source of protein in every meal is also important. This could be as simple as adding chicken or tofu to a salad, beans to a soup, or fish to a stir-fry. Olivia started including a source of protein in every meal, which helped her feel more satisfied and maintain her energy levels throughout the day. If you're looking to reduce your intake of animal products, you can explore plant-based proteins by experimenting with options like lentils, chickpeas, quinoa, and tempeh. These foods can be delicious, versatile, and provide all the protein you need. Conclusion: finding the right balance. Protein is an essential nutrient that plays a vital role in maintaining your health, supporting muscle growth, and providing energy. While it's important to ensure you're getting enough protein, it's equally important to find the right balance that works for your body and lifestyle. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the role of protein in a healthy diet and how to meet your protein needs effectively. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, protein is just one part of a balanced diet. By understanding your needs and making informed choices, you can support your overall health and well-being. Until next time, take care.